Hey everybody, today we are talking to one of my favorite people in the whole wide world, who is also one of the co-hosts for the podcast, Val.
Hi.
Hi. Did you know that I don't say your last name ever on purpose?
Yeah, it's okay. Most people don't. It's right. Demo, for the record.
I know. I want to say Demo every time. And I take a pause and I'm like, I'm going to say Demo and it's going to be right. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to be mad at myself because I'm going to say Demo trying to say Demo.
It's okay. Everyone does it. I just respond to both.
It's fine. I know. So Val is a super amazing, awesome photographer, and she does really cool branding stuff, and she builds websites secretly.
Not so secret now.
Secretly not so secret. And so part of the reason that I asked her to be one of the co-hosts was because I think she offers like a cool perspective on all of that stuff. But today is about Val. So I'm going to ask Val how, and I know these are going to be the most leading questions, by the way, because I know all the answers. How'd you become a photographer?
Oh, well, that's fun.
I know.
Unlike most people who are photographers, it was not a thing I wanted to do. I was always into art, and I had taken photography classes, but I was actually focused on graphic design, and I got an internship with a wedding photographer back in the day, when wedding photographers still shot on film all of the time, and nothing was digital, and he wanted to start doing wedding albums, the kind that are printed in like a magazine and one digital picture instead of a matted thing that you stuck in there. And his second shooter did not show up one day when I was sitting there working on his very outdated computer making this wedding album. And he told me to grab a camera and come with him. And I went to the wedding and shot a wedding, which is very sketchy and I don't suggest it. And then I just sort of kept shooting weddings with him. I did a good enough job, I guess, and that was fine. I started taking pictures for other people on the side. Then I graduated college and got a job doing graphic design, which was a thing that I thought I wanted to do. And I was sitting in a cubicle and I was designing magazine ads and just not doing anything I wanted to do. And I had my daughter, and I decided that I wanted to do something for myself, and people were still asking me to take pictures, so I sort of just decided to do that. And that came to now. So it started as something I didn't want to do, but I cannot imagine doing anything else now.
I think it's really funny. I'm trying to picture you just like in a cubicle.
Yeah, it's not a situation that's good.
At all.
It's not. It's not. It doesn't work for me.
No. Dear Val, report at 9.
Yeah, no. Clock and it was
out,
like...
Clock out for lunch.
Yeah, and it was nothing fun, you know, which you start somewhere, so that's okay.
Yeah.
But it just was not what I wanted for my life.
No. So tell me like your favorite... Tell me why you like it now.
Why I like it now.
Like what changed your mind besides like a thing you wanted to like do for yourself?
To be honest, it was like legitimately shooting weddings every weekend. Like even as I was shooting weddings through college and I didn't think it was a thing I wanted to do, it was, you know, you get to, it's a fun thing every weekend and you get to be a part of something different every weekend and you got to show people what they really look like and who they really are and you got to see them with their people. And it's like watching a movie, sitting back and watching a movie every day. But it's your job.
It is like watching a movie. So I'm like lucky enough for the universe that like doesn't know. I get to second shoot weddings with Val. So I get to see the movie as well in person and then see like what it ends up looking like through her camera. And it's very cool. It's like a very cool, accurate interpretation of the day. I feel like I need to say accurate before
Thank
say
you.
Interpretation because it makes it sound like it's not what it is. But you're so good at making it like exactly what it was. But in a cool and different way.
Thank you.
I stalked you before we became friends. I feel like I need to say that. I, like, stalked you before we became friends because I don't remember why. I really think it was that wedding that you shot that from a, like, mutual person.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, who is this person? Man, I like her pictures. I didn't know anything about photography.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything. And then I remember I asked you to shoot my family. Did we talk before then, or did I just, like...
I don't think so. I think it was I had, like, a special up.
It was.
And that, which I don't do very often.
No, you don't.
And you bought one. I think that was Look, that was what happened.
You got more than a special.
It's true.
I got more than a special. But, yeah. And I was like, yeah. I told Chris. I was like, we're hiring this girl. Yeah. She's doing her pictures. This is happening. And he was like, whatever. And so that it did. And now Val takes all of our pictures and all of my business pictures and made my logo and helps me with websites.
Secretly. Not so secretly.
Secretly, not so secretly. And so I think one of the cool things about, like, all of it, though, is it's not a... You make it look very easy, even when it's if it's not, like, nobody knows.
Thank
like,
you.
Like, oh, it's just, like, a thing, and I saw it, and it was pretty, and so this is... Go stand right there and go do this. How did you decide, like... So it's funny, right? Like, you meet, like, a lot of photographers. I meet a lot of photographers. And... They, like, develop styles and whatever. But you see it, like, evolve and change, right? Like, how somebody's picture, how somebody took their pictures 5 years ago look different than, like, today. Your pictures from 5 years ago, in a good way, look the same.
Yes.
There are things that have changed, right? Like, equipment changes, things change, scenarios changes. But, like, I can look at a Valerie Demo picture from 5 years ago and be like, that's Val's. How did that happen?
Because if you looked at a Valerie Demo picture from 14 years ago, it does not look like that. and that was a very strategic thing. So when I started, like I said, I learned under this old man photography man. and everything was very by the book, very posed, very by the rules, very technical. Everything was smiley. At the camera. And when I started my business, I did that for 2 years. I did that and I hated it. I hated it. And there was one day where I just woke up and I was like, I'm not doing this. I'm doing this business for myself because this is what I want my life to look like. And I am not going to shoot the way I don't want to shoot. So, I changed my branding. I changed my website. It was like literally within a week. And I went from, and I shot people for free. I like made them come take pictures because I needed examples of what I wanted to do instead. And I just changed it because I knew I have this business and this is what I want to do. And I'm not doing it the way I want to do it. And that was dumb. So since that point, I would agree. Like, I think it still sort of looks the same. Like, it's evolved some. I think I would hope I've gotten better. But I just knew what I wanted it to look like and what I wanted it to be. And I didn't want it to not be that anymore. Yeah. So I just had this idea in my head. And I stuck with that, like, editing-wise and posing-wise and everything.
Yeah. Like, that's just, and that's more what I mean, right? Like, I can look. I really want to see those pictures from 14 years ago. Like, really badly.
They're in there. They're out there somewhere, I'm sure.
Look, I will go into...
Nobody Google.
I will go into the Google deep dive and find it.
I mean, they're not that... Whatever. They're not, like, horrible. They're just not...
They're not representative.
Yeah, they're not what I wanted to do. And it was in a time frame where when you were learning things or looking online or... talking to other photographers, everyone did things this way. It had to be this way.
That's what you thought you were supposed to do.
Right. It's what I was supposed to do. And as a young, new business owner at the time, it's what I did because it's what I thought I had to do. And I just didn't want to anymore. I just did what I wanted to do. And I think that I think it's because it came from a place where I knew I didn't like what I was doing. And I knew what I wanted it to look like. That's why it's been able to
be what it is
and, like, stay the same for so long.
It's funny. So Val took my team's headshots yesterday. And I have a few photographers on my team, they don't shoot for me. It's different. It's a whole other story. Anyway, they just work for me. And they were like, I don't understand. Like, it was at the brewery, but they don't know what we're talking about, but it's fine. They're like, I don't understand. I was like, you have to understand. I understand. And they're like, how do you understand? I was like, because I work with her all the time. I understand how the brain works. I think I know what's happening, but I also might not know what's happening, mm-hmm. and I'm also really fine with that. Mm-hmm. And they were like, no, we're fine with it. We're just really excited. And so one of the coolest things that I think about you is you know the rules and you know exactly how to break them, mm-hmm. which is kind of a bit, not, it is, a big reason why I was like, oh, I should co-host a podcast with me. Like, that would be cool. Because you get, like, that there are rules, but you understand that what's right for one situation is not right for another.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. And there are other things that I see very much that I admire also. I mean, in other people and other photographers and other businesses, but I know it's just not, it's not a thing I can do. But, like, I think it's really cool and it's great. And 100%, I think that's how everyone should look at it. Like, it, do what's right for you.
Right. Well, I think you're really good at telling people stories, too. You tell them from, like, behind a camera, but you still tell them. And so I think the cool part about this is going to be, it's really just about them telling it and us, like, getting it out of them in a way that might be, like, a little bit different. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited about it. It's going to be cool.
I like it. I am also excited.
Yeah. I don't think I have anything else, because I think anything else I would be, like, literally pulling things out of you that I already know.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Probably.
Okay. All right. That's it. The end. Bye, guys.
Bye.